Thank you. It's a joy to be here with all of you. Some of you I know, some of you haven't met before, I don't think. So great to be with you. So I thought I would try to help you get a deeper understanding of what Qigong is. Hopefully, some of you have heard of Qigong. Some of you may have been in a Qigong class. Some of you may have taken Tai Chi, which is the martial arts form of Qigong. Some of you may have done acupuncture or studied feng shui. All of those are under the umbrella of Qigong. Qigong was the word that people started to try to understand the Chinese and the way that they could work with energy so deeply. And so they used the word Qigong to kind of capture all of that. And now it kind of is understood more as some movements, but it's much deeper than that. And that's what I'm hoping you'll all get a sense of this evening. So the word Qigong, Qi is energy, the pure source energy. If we could find the very smallest building block of what is the makeup of the energy of the universe, that's Qi. Talked about in all, you know, most traditions of in some way, shape, or form. In Chinese, it's qi. And gong is the word to cultivate. How do you cultivate this energy and be in relationship with this energy? So that's the kind of big picture sense of Qigong. The history of Qigong is that it started from the shamanic traditions in China. And then it got infused and blended with the early Taoists, and they contributed and deepened it. And then the Buddhists came in and deepened it, and it mixed. So a lot of the things I'm going to talk about tonight are things that are familiar to all of you. It may have a different languaging, a different way of talking about it, but it's not going to be something brand new. The word Qigong is a little bit like the word meditation or yoga. There's lots of different lineages of it and lots of different ways people understand it and the traditions. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the tradition that I'm part of, which is called Wisdom Healing Qigong. In China, they talk about it as Zhenning Qigong. And this was a tradition that was begun by a physician, Dr. Pang Ming, who had trained as a Western physician, also as a Chinese physician, and had also had a long history of doing Qigong as a young person and an early adult with a lot of the Grand Masters in China. And as he went into his work as a medical expert, he was really curious about how to understand this more esoteric understanding of healing and working with the body, and this more scientific understanding of working with the body that is more that sense of, the more what we would call Western. And so he in the 80s developed and created a medicineless hospital outside of Beijing, and attracted thousands of people who had been disappointed in what traditional medicine, whether Chinese or Western, had been able to do for them with their conditions, whether it was cancer or Parkinson or, injuries, whatever it was, they would come, and they would come for a month, and he would do extensive research on their condition at the beginning, do tests, and then do a set of tests at the end of the month to see what had happened when they were receiving no treatment other than participating in doing Qigong. They had phenomenal results. The Chinese government did a study of Qigong in general during those years and found that this form, this Zhenning Qigong, was the most effective Qigong that they could find in China. And then in about 2000, there was a form of Qigong that was highly politicized, and so the government put a ban on groups larger than 100 meeting, And so the center closed down, and a lot of those teachers then went out and started spreading this form of Qigong around the world. So one of those teachers is Master Ming Tong Gu, who is my teacher. I've studied with him for about 17 years. I had studied a lot of different forms of Qigong prior to that for about 10 years. And when I met Master Ming Tong Gu and learned this form of Qigong, it was simpler, it was more effective, and I love the depth of the teachings in it. And so I've just stuck with him for the last several years. He now has a center down outside of Santa Fe in Galisteo, New Mexico, where he, prior to COVID, was having retreats for about 50 people at a time, and does quite a bit of teaching online, and now does retreats online, and is just an incredible teacher and an incredible resource around Qigong. And I've had this privilege of getting to work with him and teach with him over these last many years. And so I'm going to talk to you from that teaching and that understanding. And what I thought I would do tonight is share with you the five secrets that Master Ming Tong Gu would talk about. And they're the kind of the foundations of a deeper understanding of Qigong, so that you can get a little bit of a flavor of when I say this is far more than just a set of movements. It's a really a deep, philosophical, esoteric understanding that I think will resonate with a lot of your teachings. Master Ming Tong is a Buddhist practitioner himself, a very deep student of Buddhism. When we teach the Qigong, we don't teach it with any kind of a spiritual tradition, even though there's a lot of spiritual essence in it, you'll hear tonight. But we teach it a lot more as a science and as a deeper practice that people can use in their lives. And then if they have spiritual traditions, they can make the application. My own background is I come from a more traditional Christian background. And so, you know, people come from lots of different traditions and find deep meaning and usefulness in the Qigong. So the very first secret sounds fairly obvious, but has a really deep implication. So the first secret is everything in the universe is made up of energy. Now, that's like, duh, Ellie, we know that. But the piece when we're working with it from a Qigong perspective is, how do we really become more aware of that reality, that everything in the universe is animated, whether we're talking about our own bodies, whether we're talking about, you know, when we're out in nature, it's fairly easy to think, well, of course, that's all energy. But what about the chair you're sitting in, the floor beneath you? So what I would invite you for just a moment is to close your eyes and just playfully imagine that you could see the forms in your room where you are right now, whether it's the chair you're sitting in, the floor beneath you, and to imagine you had the vision that you could see it as its pure energy form of just the pure light, that smallest particle of energy moving, even though what we see is solid. We know ice is the same as the flowing water, is the same as the steam. We just perceive with a different awareness in its different form, so that what you're sitting on is also pure energy. The room around you, everything in your space as pure energy, and as if you could see it as just like you were in a room filled with light, And I invite you to kind of move your hand through the empty space. I didn't see any of you sitting in something so crowded that you can't move your arm. And we often will refer to that as the empty space in the room. But we know as we're moving our hands in front of us that we wouldn't be breathing if there wasn't oxygen in this emptiness that we call it, this formless that we can't see, the invisible, that there's carbon dioxide, there's all kinds of information flowing around in this that if we hook up our computer or our phone, we'd be able to tap into. So this, then we begin to get a perception of that it's a little bit like we are fish swimming in the ocean, but we don't see the ocean all around us. So we're working all the time to see the formless within the form, and to see that form in the formless, the invisible, subtle. And that is actually, you can open your eyes, that becomes part of the practice, is how do we cultivate this energy awareness of all things. So, you know, I'm sure that the concept of oneness is not something unfamiliar to you, but for us, that becomes a beginning place that we are energy, our body, everything around us, the stars, the planets, everything in the universe is made up of this same substance that we're calling this pure chi. So that's the number one beginning point. Then the second place, the second secret that we work with and cultivate is how do we access and work with this subtle energy all around us. So just recently, my family, my husband and I had solar panels installed on our roof. And we've lived in this house for 30 years. And now suddenly we can access this energy of the sun and put it to use in our home. Wonderful technology. But the ancients understood far, far, far back, you know, when we talk about Qigong, we're talking about the shamanic tradition starting back, you know, 5,000 or more years ago beyond, is they understood that they could be in relationship to this subtle, invisible energy all the time, and they could access it for their own health and well-being. So we begin to think about how do we be in relationship to this both form and formless energy all around us. So just to give you a little play with that, I'm going to invite you to lift up your hands as if you were lining up your fingertips. And we were playing with this notion of being in this ocean of light that we can't really see, but we know is there all around us. And now it's like we're putting that into a ball within the circle of our hand. And you can lift your elbows up slightly so that your armpits are open and relax your shoulders. And just notice what it feels like as your fingers aren't touching, but they're lining up with one another. You may become aware of a little tingling or a subtle sense of like there's energy moving between your fingers, just curious. And then I'm going to invite you to open your hands and arms about 3 to 5 inches. And I'm playfully imagining that ball of light getting big, blending with that ocean of light all around you. And then very slowly, as if you were drawing it from that energy all around you in your room, gathering it, focusing it back into this ball that you're concentrating now between your hands and your fingers, lining up those fingertips again without touching. This time you might want to close your eyes and again, using your best imagination as you open your hands and your arms, just noticing the sensations, the feelings, You might notice something, you might not. You might notice warmth or tingling, or like there's something that you're moving, and then drawing your hands back towards one another. Slowly, slowly, without your fingertips touching. Let's open it one more time, playfully imagining. You could see that energy ball of light getting big, maybe even surrounding your body in your room, and then gathering it back into a smaller, concentrated ball of light. And then you can slowly relax your hands back down. Now, you know, whether you felt something, whether you didn't feel something, you know that there's energy in your room. And just by putting your focus and doing that concentration, it was creating and changing the energy in your room. It was changing and creating what was happening in your body. And hopefully when we talk, you can share if you felt something or you didn't. But that ability to begin to feel like this subtle invisible energy is total resource, as much resource as the sun is for my electricity in my house, that I can access this energy and actually use it in my body to support health, to support my well-being, to create more energy within me, to live my life, and to feel like I'm in relationship with this oneness of the energy all around me. So that's the second secret that we work with, or foundation. The third concept, the third secret, so to speak, is we know we are also energy, our personal bodies. You know, you can look at your hand and touch it, and you know there's bones. You know, hopefully you haven't seen the bones inside your hand. There's blood moving. There's nerve cells moving in your hand. But we look and we really can't see all of that that's going on inside of us. And we know that even beyond the microscope, there's things happening in our body that are so minuscule that we can't find it, like our consciousness. That's very hard to find when the people, the researchers are still trying to figure out what that is, because it's so subtle. And so we know that's happening in this universe of our body. So the third piece is, how do we bring our mind, our consciousness, into relationship with this energy going on inside of our bodies, so that we can impact that energy and be in relationship with it as fully as we're working to be in relationship with the energy all around us. So I'm going to have you again just close your eyes for a moment. And just let your mind, as it merges into your body is your home, home of your consciousness, this pure essence of your being. And just as you close your eyes and begin to notice inside your own body, notice what draws your attention. Maybe it's something physical or something tense or painful. Maybe you're hungry or you're digesting food, just being curious and noticing what's drawing your attention. Noticing all the feelings and sensations. Motions. All going on in your body right at this moment. And noticing what's happening in your heart at the moment. your kidneys, your digestive system, your liver, your spleen, your lungs, playfully imagining you could go even deeper into your own inner experience, to the interior of the interior. And then just playfully notice what's been happening as you pay attention deep inside this home of your body. And you can open your eyes. So we work very intentionally to cultivate a deep, deep, deep connection with our own bodies, with the energy flowing. We're noticing, are we feeling flow? Is there constriction? Is there contraction? Is there pain? Is there, what's drawing our attention, and how do we get our consciousness into deeper, deeper, deeper places within our own body? So we're constantly working this inner experience. We're working this energy all around us, and that becomes a lot of our practice. So then we come to the fourth secret, and the question is, why do all of that? Why would you want to have all this connection with the energy around you, connection within you? And for us, it's about really cultivating this deep connection with our hearts, with the wisdom of our heart, with the sense of fulfillment of our own life, our own sense of what is the deepest fulfillment for your heart. And when the energy is flowing and there is a sense of connectedness with the energy all around us, then what we activate is more of that unconditional happiness, unconditional joy that becomes a way of being in the world that's not dependent on the circumstances of what's going on. So, we're working with what's happening with our thoughts. We're working deeply with what's happening with our emotions, with what's happening with transforming any of those deeper places of stuckness that's in that emotional level of our being and our mental level of our being, so that we can be, in that deepest sense, purifying our energy, so that our life experience on this planet is one of much more joy, happiness, that allows us to be of much greater service to the planet. So, we always are talking about healing ourselves and healing all others. And we believe that that comes from a deep sense of being able to open and experience the fullness of our heart. Often it gets talked about as love. I'm talking about it tonight as kind of that deep connection to your own loving kindness, unconditional loving kindness, unconditional joy, unconditional happiness. So that's a lot of the intention, the benefit that we're aiming towards. And then the fifth secret that we work with is this notion of a field of energy. This was something that Dr. Peng innovated in terms of most other traditional Qigong forms, was this awareness that energy creates fields. If you remember back to your science days when you looked at the magnet and you could see the files all the way around the magnet, that there's a field of energy. If your own energy awareness of your own body is that we're electromagnetic too. We have a field of energy around us. My guess is, as a Sangha, you know the power of meditating in a group is different than meditating just by yourself. That the field of energy that gets created is a little bit like, you know, you put a lot of candles in the room, there's a lot more heat and energy than if you're sitting with one candle by yourself. So that sense of a field of energy that has been cultivated through time by all the practitioners who've been working to cultivate this healing field of what does it mean to hold health in the body, to hold that unconditional happiness and joy, this field of healing at the very deepest levels for us as human beings, is we call it the chi field. And we think of it as a huge energy bank that all the practitioners through time, these wise beings have been putting into that bank. Every time we're doing practice, we put into that bank, and we're constantly receiving from that bank. So in the same way, I would guess those of you in your Sangha have had the experience of when you all are working, I don't know whether it's with a koan or with a concept, and there's a sense that the whole group gets it at a deeper level. And then somebody newer comes in, and when they get introduced to that, because the field of energy of your Sangha is holding it so powerfully in your own embodiments of that principle, a newer person can get it much faster than maybe all of you did when you first started with that concept. Because the bigger the energy that people are holding, the belief, the embodiment of that, the easier it is for somebody else to get that concept. That's the concept of a chi field. When we think of that very intentionally, we work very hard to be connected to this healing chi field because we know that's where we can access the information so much faster and have, you know, if somebody else has healed something like a knee replacement and I'm having a knee replacement, I know that energy of healing is already available that I can tap into and use for myself and have my body receive that information in that powerful way. So this concept of the field of energy also becomes a really important piece of what we're working with. So when we do all those practices, what happens is we do it with meditation. We do it with movement, because when we move our bodies, we move energy. We do it like you all, we use sound, because sound vibrates deep in the body. We use sound especially to vibrate the organs, because in our understanding of the body, organs is where the emotional content gets stuck in our being. And so we can transform that emotional energy as well as the physical and the mental spiritual energy of each organ system by using sounds. And then we have a set of practices. In addition to the movement, the sound, the meditation, we also use visualization. Now, that doesn't mean we all see the energy, but it means that we imagine, we use our imagination to sense, to envision to our own best ability, because all of us are different how we do that, so that we can feel and deepen this connection to the energy around us, deepen the connection to the energy within us. So when I was learning Qigong earlier in my life, there was this sense of learning lots of different forms of Qigong. It was a little bit like a cookbook. The more you learned, the more you had you could pull from for what you needed. When I met Master Ming Tong and this whole community of wisdom healing teachers, the concept was very different. It's like we have only a few practices, but the concept is we're always going deeper, deeper, deeper with those same practices. So we have one practice that is really about opening the energy deeper, deeper inside our own bodies and bringing our mind deeper and deeper into our own physical, energetic bodies. We have another practice that we do that is much more about being connected and integrating and being with this energy all around us and within us. We have that sound healing practice that I mentioned that is working deep in the interior of the body that we can't get to physically moving normally. And then we have practices, again, that use sound that are working with the pure consciousness of our minds. And so those few practices are all that we do, but we do them deeply, consistently, with these kind of five principles woven into each of them, so that the practices we do when we do a formal practice are designed to help us in our daily living, because it's not about doing the practice. The practices help our bodies be healthy. A lot of people come to Qigong because of physical illnesses, because it has such a powerful track record of supporting deep healing in the body. Other people come, like me, who came more out of a sense of wanting to embody my spiritual beliefs in a deeper way. Master Ming Tong teaches a lot at Spirit Rock in California, because there's so many different people who have a deep spiritual practice, but they're trying to get it deeper, deeper into their body. And so that's what Qigong has done for me, has been a huge support. But again, when I was saying, it's about how we live our lives, where our thoughts are, how we are in relationship to this subtle energy within us, around us, is really about taking our practice on the road, which is really what I'm guessing you all are doing as well. So what I thought I'd do for the last few minutes here of talking is I'm going to do a little bit of a deeper practice with you that integrates these five secrets. And you can do it staying in your chair, if you want to stay in your chair. If you are able, I encourage you to stand up. So for those of you that are able to stand, move your body a little bit, just to shake it out a little bit, get the energy moving, awakening from sitting, doing the meditation and the depth of the walking practice. So we're going to stand with your feet comfortably together. So not too wide a stance, but whatever, you can be comfortably balanced with your feet together. If you're sitting in your chair, just scoot yourself up so your feet are flat on the ground. And I'm going to invite you to put your hand, one hand on your navel and the other hand on your lower back. And I'm going to invite you to just kind of tip that tailbone area, your sacrum, forward, which pulls your stomach inward. So we're kind of flattening that back, that lower back. And then I invite you, if you have hair, to lift it up and imagine you're suspended from the ceiling, that you're being held from above. To straighten up the spine and then to draw your chin, not down, but in towards the back of your neck. And it puts us into a deeper alignment here. Hands might be resting lightly on the side. You can feel the seams of whatever is on your legs. And then I invite you just to roll your shoulders a few times. Our shoulders are where we carry, as human beings, so much stress, so much tension. And then to just drop your arms down. Now, as you're standing here in this alignment, I invite you to close your eyes and to wiggle your toes. Be aware of the floor beneath you. And again, using your imagination to see that floor as pure energy, but more importantly, to see beneath the floor our beautiful, powerful Mother Earth, and seeing her as pure energy flowing and merging with your body, supporting and lovingly nurturing you, just like she does every other plant and tree and being on this planet. We think of gates on the bottom of our feet. If you've been to acupuncture, they talk about bubbling spring, that gate at the bottom of your feet that allows that energy just to be flowing constantly, fully through your body. And then bringing your awareness all the way up to the top of your head. And we think of there being a gate at the very top, that soft spot where you had when you were a child. We think of it being like a skylight that we imagine playfully opening to that subtle, invisible energy. We call it heaven. And we think of it not far up into the reaches of the universe, but literally right above our head. As soon as our hair stops, we're in that subtle, invisible, heavenly energy that is filling your room and continuing above the ceiling into that powerful expanse of the universe above you. That's heavenly energy of not only our sun. Often it's easy to imagine standing out in the sun and feeling that heat penetrating, permeating your body when we think of that light from above. But we're going even further to that energy of all the planets, all the stars. Very center of the Milky Way galaxy, all that information, wisdom, energy flowing down into your body, harmonizing with the earth energy. We know our bodies are part form. We know there's flow in our body, but there's also that subtle invisible. We hold heavenly energy, we hold earthly energy. All flowing within your body. And then close your eyes and really sink into your own body again, noticing how, as you have been making this vertical alignment, what you sense, what you feel, what you notice and is drawing attention in your body subtly, powerfully, with a deep acceptance of whatever's there. Just noticing, and then becoming aware of that subtle light. We could see it in front of you, filling the room, behind you, on the left and on the right, as if you were standing in this whole ocean of light, the uniqueness of you and the light within you, your body, in this ocean of light all around you. And then I'm gonna have you open your eyes and open your toes and open your heels, sliding your feet across the floor so your feet are about shoulder width apart. And I'm gonna invite you to just very slowly turn your palms facing forward. And we're gonna bend your knees slightly and we're gonna imagine we can lift this light all around us from the earth, all the way up, slowly, slowly lifting this energy up, all the way up to above your head, and then drawing your hands and palms towards each other again, like we did at the beginning with that ball, without our fingertips touching, our palms diagonally facing down, shoulders relaxed, and closing your eyes. And imagine you could see yourself in a column of light. Again, if it's hard to imagine, imagine standing with the sun beating down on you, feeling and sensing this invisible, subtle energy from that infinite source flowing down guiding it down, seeing it flowing into your body, filling your body. This body, as if your whole body was lighting up as this fresh energy is merging with the energy of your body. And we're going to slowly bring our hands down towards our head, imagining that energy penetrating into our brain, down in front of our face, palms turning towards your body, moving this energy through your chest, down through your abdomen, down through your pelvis and your legs and your feet, down into the earth herself, just noticing, aware of the sensations, the feelings. And we're going to turn our palms diagonally, and again, we're going to bend our knees, and we're going to feel like we're all in the room together, lifting this energy up diagonally all the way from earth, moving through this ocean of pure light in your room, all the way up to that sense of the heaven above. Again, turning your palms down diagonally, relaxing your shoulders, eyes closed, imagining that energy standing in that column of light. And we're going to imagine and see our brain as it's receiving this light, a healthy brain, a happy brain. We're going to imagine as we see our heart, a healthy, happy heart, our lungs fully healthy, happy, our liver and our spleen, our digestive system, our kidneys, reproductive organs, all just filling with this healthy, healing energy, awakening, connecting, flowing through our body, making all our organs smile as we begin to lower this energy down to our head, front of your face, imagining this energy like your brain is smiling back to you as you're drawing this energy down through your lungs and your heart, down through all the organs in your body, seeing them healthy, happy, smiling as this energy is permeating, penetrating down through your legs and feet into the earth. And then we're going to turn our palms forward one more time. We're going to lift up as we bend our knees up, 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 all the way to above your head, palms facing down. We're going to imagine we're connecting to the purest energy, that information of compassion. We're going to imagine we're just drawing in this energy of compassion down into our brain, informing our thoughts, this unconditional compassion for ourselves, drawing it down through our face, through all our sense organs, through our throat. Compassion from the universe for how difficult and challenging it is to be in a human body. Down through all dimensions of our being, our emotions, those places that are holding any tender spots, compassion flowing through your entire body, deeper into the interior of the interior, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Just noticing the feelings, the sensations. You're going to bring your heels together, toes back together so you're back in comfortable distance, noticing the feelings, what's different. Your body is not the same body, not the same energy body we started with. There's been change, whether you notice it or don't notice it, you know it's happened. And we're going to slowly lift our palms up in front to about navel level, and we're going to gather this energy deep. We're gathering it from the horizon in front of us into your room, into your own center, behind the navel. If you're a man, your left hand goes first. If you're a woman, your right hand goes first, and your other palm holds lightly on the wrist, feeling your body centered and grounded. Feeling that fresh energy flowing through your body. Feeling your own inner harmony and harmony with the energy all around you in this field of powerful healing energy. As if we were all in the room together, feeling the connectedness, the oneness, the uniqueness. And then slowly opening your hands, wiggling your toes, feeling the earth beneath you, opening your eyes. And we always end our practices by giving gratitude to this pure, infinite source energy all around us and within us, to all the teachers and all the wisdom traditions that have brought us to this moment and to that wisdom within ourselves. And then we dedicate our practice to the highest benefit of all life. So again, you can sit down, but move your body slowly, just noticing how it feels. And I'm open to questions. I'm open to things you've experienced in the past with Qigong, anything that you all would like to share. Ask questions.
I don't have questions, but I'm grateful. Thank you very much.
Oh, you bet, man. Thank you. Do you notice anything in your own body?
Yes. I practice Qigong, and I have studied with Master Ming Tong Gu for a while myself, and I feel it.
Thank you. That's great. I'm so glad to know you already have found him.
Yes, I live not too far from Santa Fe. And yeah, thank you very much.
You bet.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Clay.
I've done some Qigong.